The question was asked. We have the Mishnah in the beginning of Pirkei Avot that says, Perek Aleph Mishnah Dalid, Yivitcha Bitvad L'Chachamim, your house should be a house where the sages, where the wise men gather. Ve'vemitabek ba'afar ragleihem, you should cling to the dust of their feet. Ve'veshoteva tzamat divrehem, and drink their words with thirst. When the rabbis are talking, try to take in whatever you can. So this Mishnah sounds like, get as close as you can to the teachers of Torah. That's one Mishnah. We move forward to the next chapter, and the Mishnah says, Ve'evei mitchamem, we're up to Mishnah Yud in the second chapter, Keneged uran shel chachamim, warm yourself next to the glow, next to the fire of the sages, Ve'evezeil begachaltan, but be careful with their coal, Shelot tichaved, don't get yourself burned. Shen shichatan neshichat shual, because their bite is like the bite of a fox. Akitzatan, akitzat akrav, their sting is like the sting of a scorpion. Lechishatan lechishat saraf, their hiss is like that of a serpent. V'chol divrein kegach leyesh, and their words are like coals of fire. How do these two reconcile? Two Mishnayot, what are the Mishnayot telling us? So, I want to begin with the first Mishnah. And first Mishnah says, try to make your home a home where the rabbis feel comfortable coming. Where they, when they're asking themselves, where can we hold a conference, they'll do it in your home. And try to get close to them, even to the dust on their feet, and take in whatever they teach. So the first Mishnah tells us our attitude. Let me be fond of having rabbis in my home. Let me try to take in whatever they teach. I could be hearing that the rabbi is giving a class just before Mincha, and I'll tell myself, I learned it already. What do I have to show up again for? Or I could say, wait a second, I could get more information. Let me try to take it in. Even if I learned it once, I can learn it again. Let me try to take in as much as I can. So, two approaches to Torah. The Mishnah tells us, take the approach, I want to learn. Now, it's interesting that nowadays, modern research has discovered that our attitude defines our ability to retain. If I'm interested in something, I can memorize it. Our interest, to a large degree, affects our ability to absorb information. So, the Mishnah says, approach it with enthusiasm. Then you will... Shechianu, Baruch Shechianu, Ki Imanu Veganu L'Zman Hazeh. Wow. So the Mishnah is telling us approach the teachings of the Rabbi with enthusiasm. 2.5 weeks ago, I got a phone call that my grandfather of blessed memory was deathly ill, and it was over. I called a Rabbi who I've been learning by, and I said, Rabbi, based on the information they're telling me, it's a matter of hours maximum a day or two till my grandfather will pass away. You agree with me that I don't have to pack my bags and go out there? And he said to me, it's not a halachic question. Technically, halachically, you're not a doctor. You're not going to save his life, it would seem. But it's a question of the duties of the heart. And I would think that if you can make your grandfather's last hours or last days happy, you should go board the plane and be next to him. Who knows what it can do for him if you show up? So I said, Rabbi, the doctors say it's over. They said, go home and die. They sent him home from the hospital. Three hospitals he went to, all three said the same thing. He's going to die. Just take him home so he could die peacefully. So he said, you never know. And if you can make his last days happier, I would think you should go. So I was really tired. It was after Pesach, and I felt like it was beyond my energies, and I said, you know, I really don't think I should go. He didn't fight with me, but he made it very obvious he didn't agree with me. So when I saw how much he felt I should be there, I went. And what happened was, when I landed, within the first 6 hours I was there, my grandfather started improving. The next day he improved more. By the third day, the doctor said he might pull out and live another 5 years. So by the third day I was there, I was thinking of this Mishnah. I said, look at that. I thought it's over. The doctor said it's over. Three hospitals said he's not. It's over. There's no chance. It's finished. And here I am. I'm only here 3 days, and the doctors are saying that they take it back. Now he could pull out. Okay. The end of the story is he didn't, right? But it was possible. Meaning, the teaching of the rabbis was different than the teaching of the doctors. They said, try. And the truth is, when I walked in to see my grandfather, he was really weak. And I said, Saba, let's try to work to get better. And he said, he sat up for the first time in bed. And he said, if the rabbi says we should work to get better, then we should work to get better. And he started, like things started shifting. And for 3 days, we were heading in the right direction to the point where the doctor said, we rounded the corner. That was the words of one of the doctors. We came round the corner. And everything that happened could still stay behind us. You're right, things can change. So that's when I was thinking of this Mishnah. Cling to the dust on their feet. Drink their words, because what they're offering you is so wise. Then comes the next Mishnah, the Mishnah in the next chapter. The Mishnah in the next chapter is addressing a different aspect in the relationship with the rabbi or the teacher. The nature of one who teaches Torah is that very often they do not demand distance. They treat everyone as their equals. Out of their humility, a person can very easily forget the distance that should exist, the respect that should exist to the teacher in Torah. And so the Mishnah tells you, Hevei mitchamem keneged uhan, warm yourself next to the glow, next to the warmth of the sages. But be careful. When you warm yourself next to a fire, you're not supposed to forget it's a fire. If you get too close, you get burnt. And so the Mishnah is telling us, in a relationship with a rabbi, with a teacher of Torah, so then try to get close. But you have to remember that the rabbi is very capable of treating you as an equal and not reminding you of the respect you're supposed to have and the distance you're supposed to have, such that you can get burnt. You could end up talking to him in a way that's not respectful. You could end up finding yourself in a place that you suddenly get bitten. You suddenly find yourself hurt, scorched by the closeness you were to the person. The closeness is good, but it's like closeness to a coal. And when you get close to a coal, you got to pay attention not to touch it. And that's what the Mishnah is telling us, that on the one hand, learn. On the one hand, be close. On the other hand, don't get confused. It's very easy to get confused. I remember once, as I was learning by Rav Pesen Zatzal, one night I asked him a question that I would say was inappropriate or was reflective of a friendship. And he didn't answer me. He turned around and walked out of the room. That was the end of the conversation. Now, you have to understand, every night I'd come and learn by him. I'd listen to his class, and after class he'd stay another hour answering my questions, night after night after night. One night, when I asked him a question that he felt wasn't appropriate, he didn't answer me. Turned around, walked out of the room. Boom. Meaning, so long as you remember the relationship, he was the warmest person in the world. The second it was confused, he walked out of the room. He didn't say goodnight, nothing. Turned around and walked out. I'm not going to waste my time with you. What did I ask? Truth is, I remember.
I was thinking of the question. I don't know if I should.
No, I know what it was. You want to know what it was? I'll tell you what it was. I was asking him. I was asking him about how the courts were testing the prophets to see if they were true prophets or not. And I was asking from different angles how they validated that the prophet was really doing a real sign. That the prophet wasn't using sorcery or other things. So this is what I was questioning. And at one point in the conversation, I said to him, you know, Rabbi, I'm a magician. I could do a magic trick too. You want to see? Meaning I said it in the conversation. I said, that was what I said. And when that became part of the conversation where I said, I'm a magician, I could do magic trick too, should I show you? He turned around and walked out. That was the end of the conversation.
He saw that as disrespectful.
Again, Rav Pesen Zatzal gave me every night an hour of his time, and every morning, and every time I called. So when you're giving and giving and giving, at some point, you see, I still remember the conversation. And I still remember what I said. And I still remember, and I didn't stop learning by him. It was a smack in the face. It was a message. I got the message. I kept learning. The message was, I'm not going to be your friend. You want to come learn Torah? I'll give you Torah. You want to stay here for an hour asking me questions? I'll stay for an hour answering it. He would sometimes stay till midnight. And you're talking about night after night after night. If I had questions that were real, questions on what we learned, he would, and he would work. Meaning, every question I'd ask, he'd go to his library, bring back the book, and give me the source. Here's the source for the answer to your question. Like, he'd be going back and forth, bring me books. And then he'd leave and leave me with the stack to learn. Right? But he gave me as much time as I wanted, so long as it was on a level. The second I crossed a certain line, the conversation was over. Nothing. I think it's what the Mishnah is warning us, that when someone is warm and friendly and kind and they give you of their Torah and they don't tell you, hey, you should treat me this way or that way, they treat you as an equal, it's very easy to forget the distance that should be there. Yeah? And that's what the Mishnah is warning us.